God, as revealed by his own revelations and Shivera Tree, the greatest episode in world history.
It is generally accepted universally that God is one. If God is one, his introduction should be only one. However, there are innumerable concepts of God that one becomes confused. Human saints and scholars have propounded many theories about God. Some say that God is formless, while others consider all creatures to be the forms or manifestations of God. According to some, God is incorporeal and never incarnates in a corporeal form, while others believe that he does incarnate, citing examples like Sri Krishna, Sri Rama, etc. The ancient sages of Bharat did a lot of spiritual endeavor and research on God, and ultimately came to the conclusion that man cannot know the truth about God by his own efforts. In the final analysis, they said Nati, Nati, not this, not this about him. The founders of religion had certain things in common about God's form and function, but it was merely implied and not distinctly clear. The form of God, according to Hindus, is oval-shaped as in the Shivlingam. Christ said God is kindly light. The flame of all lights takes an oval-shaped form, whether that be a candle or a deer. The Guru Granth Sahib of Sikh describe God as Ek Omkar Nirankar, that is, one incorporeal supreme lord, Ek Omkar. These are some examples of a common understanding among religions. There are those who say that God and souls are the same, whereas others consider God and the soul to be distinct entities. Besides all these concepts, there are other prevailing beliefs, such as nature itself is God, I am God, Shivaham, the Brahm element, that is, the sixth element, is God, God's abode is in heaven, God is omnipresent, and so on. Likewise, there are those who believe that all that happens on earth is being done by God, or that he is the motivator of everything, while there are others who hold that God is a mere observer or onlooker. All this has caused utter confusion in the minds of man. If one were to truly know God's accurate introduction, it would be instructive to know his name and form, his abode or residence, his time of interaction with man, his attributes and his divine acts. It is to be particularly noted that there is a huge contrast between man's thought and man-taught philosophies and the revelations by God himself. The uniqueness, exactness, and logic of these revelations is one of the indications that this knowledge is given by God himself. Human attempts to know God through self-effort may be compared to the experiences narrated by some blind men who had gone to see an elephant. Each one of them had touched a part of its body, like tail, trunk, ear, leg, back, etc., and, accordingly, described the elephant as a rope, snake, pillar and tool respectively. None of them was telling a lie, but due to their basic limitation of blindness, they could not give an exactly true description of the elephant. Similarly, human souls, due to their several basic limitations of the intellect, cannot perceive God and his creation through their own spiritual endeavor. For his accurate introduction, we need to know God's name and form, his abode or residence, the time of his divine descent, his attributes and the divine acts of God.
Name and form.
God is incorporeal or nirankar, point of light. This does not mean that God is formless. God is incorporeal in that he does not have a gross or subtle body. His form is beyond the perception of the sense organs and can either be seen through a divine vision or known through the supersensual faculty of divine intellect. In divine vision, God's form appears as a shining point of golden red light. Anything that has a form is also given a name. The human mind cannot perceive anything that does not have a name or form. God is incorporeal, bodiless, ethereal, all radiance, self-luminous, point of light. Although God is called by various names, yet his self-revealed name is Shiva, which means universally benevolent.
Abode or residence.
God's abode is the uppermost region called the incorporeal soul world, which is far above this corporeal world of human beings, the sun, moon and stars. It is also called by such names as Brahmlok, Paramdham, Shantidham, Nirvandham. This is a dimension of an infinite expanse of golden red light. Supreme Soul God Shiva in Paramdham.
Important divine attributes of God.
God alone is all-knowledgeful or omniscient, omnipotent but not omnipresent. He has the knowledge of the entire universe and of every soul in the universe. That means he knows the total past, present and future of everything. He is described as the only one who is Trikaldashi in this regard. He is an ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of knowledge, ocean of bliss, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. He is beyond the cycle of birth and death. His attributes are unlimited and constant. God is the sentient seed of the human world tree.
Divine acts of God.
He is the creator and director of the world drama and performs the three divine acts of creation or re-establishment of the new world order, destruction of the old world order and sustenance of the new world.
Omnipresence of God.
Although there is eternal interaction between nature, soul and the Supreme Soul, they are distinct entities. The Supreme Soul does not become nature and does not become an ordinary soul or part of a human soul. Human souls who are actors in the world drama and God, the Supreme Soul who is its creator or director of the drama. Learned men of spiritual wisdom know that nature, human souls and Supreme Soul are all different from one another. Neither nature is the Supreme Soul nor is the Supreme Soul nature. Human souls live together and pray to the Supreme Almighty God for their welfare. Human souls come in the cycle of birth and death, the Supreme Soul does not. The Supreme is indivisible and cannot be part of the human soul. The Supreme Soul and the human soul are distinct entities. Both the Supreme Soul and souls are Jyoti Bindu or points of light, but the Supreme Soul is unlimited in his attributes.
Some differences between the Supreme Soul and souls.
1. The Supreme Soul is one. Souls are many. 2. The Supreme Soul has no corporeal body. Souls have corporeal or real bodies. 3. The Supreme Soul is unborn. Souls come into the cycle of birth and death. 4. The Supreme Soul never takes birth from a mother's womb. Souls take birth from a mother's womb. 5. The Supreme Soul is beyond experiencing or abhogta. Souls are not beyond experiencing. 6. The Supreme Soul is the holiest of holy. Souls are characterized by qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance. 7. The Supreme Soul is ever pure. Souls are pure and impure in birth and death cycle. 8. The Supreme Soul is the purifier of souls from sins. Souls are purified. 9. The Supreme Soul is the Supreme Benefactor. Souls are beneficiaries. 10. The Supreme Soul is forever free from sins. Souls are bound by both good and bad deeds. 11. The Supreme Soul has unlimited attributes. Souls have limited good and bad qualities.
Time of God's descent.
God descends at the confluence of the end of Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age of the world cycle of time. The duration of the whole cycle is 5,000 years. The end of the Iron Age is the time of maximum irreligiousness, unrighteousness and peacelessness. The time of God's divine descent on earth is celebrated as Shivratri on the path of devotion. Shivratri means the night of Shiva. It is not the ordinary night of the day and night period, but the unlimited night of the darkness of the Iron Age called the night of Brahma.
God's divine birth or incarnation.
God has to descend on earth for revealing the knowledge for the new world to human beings. Being incorporeal and without a body of his own, he adopts a human medium through whose organ of speech he reveals the divine knowledge. He does not take birth as a child, like all human beings do from the womb of a mother. That would entail his coming in the cycle of birth and death. And under the influence of the law of karma, God is beyond the cycle of birth and death and beyond the law of karma. He incarnates by descending into the body of an elderly, experienced and designated person whom he adopts as a medium for transmission of godly knowledge. God gives him the divine name Prajapati Brahma.
Why Shiva chooses this particular personality?
The incorporeal supreme soul Shiva knows about the three worlds and the life story, that is the horoscope of life cycle of all souls. He knows which soul can be his vehicle or instrument by virtue of certain inherent qualities in it. He, therefore, takes again the human body of the one who once was Prajapati Brahma. Brahma is also known as creator, as Shiva Baba is called the creator. It is because he too had been an associate of and a major instrument for the work of creation of the golden-aged world order out of the confused, anarchic and disorderly Iron Age. The time of God Shiva's divine descent on earth, which is celebrated as Shivratri, ushers in the new age or golden age, where there is the highest possible socio-economic and political system, where nature is also at its best because man is completely in harmony with himself and his surroundings. This golden age is called Paradise or Satya Yuga.
When considered in this light, Shivratri is the most important episode in world history.
God alone can reveal the truth about himself. An accurate account of a person can best be given by the person himself. Similarly, only God can give a very accurate introduction of himself. In other words, God can only be revealed by his own revelations.
Dada had a series of divine visions, one of which God revealed himself as the knowledgeful God Shiva, ever blissful in nature. The eternal light, the benefactor and redeemer of the world. The whole event of God's advent, though incognito and mystical in its very nature, did not go wholly unnoticed. Dada, who had been an ardent devotee all these years of his life, had now been practicing intense contemplation and had developed a high degree of dispassion. The Supreme Soul had given Dada a number of visions. In one of these, he saw some star-like brilliant entities descending from on high and taking corporeal form of a divine prince or princess, very beautiful in form, holy in spirit and majestic in grace. God Shiva, now lovingly for him Shiv Baba, said to him in a divine voice, "See the world in its golden age, which you have to recreate." Dada was thrilled to see this vision, but he did not know how this world had to be created. Dada Lekraj now surrendered himself totally to God and his will, for the creation of the new world order, characterized by complete purity, unity, divinity, peace and prosperity. God Shiva had chosen him to be his corporeal medium for expression of his oracles. Some qualifications of Brahma Baba as God's medium par excellence. Earlier, this man, known as Dada Lekraj, was doing successful and lucrative jewelry business. He was a man of robust physique, flawless health, great stamina and high degree of endurance and adaptability. He had been an inventor and innovator of new designs into which gold was to be molded and embellished, and now he could transfer this ability to the task of molding the character of the human material. entrusted to him. He was a man of high spiritual merit, great inclination for sacrifice and endurance. His strong sense of judgment of men and matters, intense urge for purification, and natural tendency to do good to the humanity that he could be chosen to be a spokesman of God and to serve to him as a medium for manifestation of his divine qualities. A good musician needs a good instrument to give an enchanting melody, a flute player needs a good flute to give mellifluous notes of A. Musical composition, an artist needs a good brush for doing a fine work of art, even so God, who aims at re-establishing a world of beauty, purity, peace and harmony, needs a medium who has these in him in an ample measure, even though in latent form. Truly, Dada had a highly refined sense of aesthetics, a great love for the truth and for noble virtues and strong willpower, tenacity of purpose, a disarming smile on his face and a special charm in his personality, an overflowing love and strong magnetism that draw a person to their source. All those who came into contact with Dada experienced those qualities in great abundance.